Welcome to the audio selections from the October 2006 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the second issue of Volume 88. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We provide PDK members and Kappan subscribers with these recorded articles, which can be downloaded in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. This month's Audio Kappan features three selections. First, Herb Childress, Director of Liberal Studies at the Boston Architectural College and the author of Landscapes of Betrayal, Landscapes of Joy, Curtisville in the Lives of Its Teenagers, presents his idea of a subtractive education. Mr. Childress believes that the modern high school has outgrown its usefulness, but whatever we replace it with will require that we listen to young people and answer our own questions about what constitutes a successful adult life. Next, in Reflective Moments, Jay Petrillo of the State University of New York, Plattsburgh, considers the serendipity of those pivotal events in life that mark us as educators. Finally, Stanley Pogro, in The Bermuda Triangle of American Education, looks at our seesaw efforts to improve public schools and asks whether we can ever break out of the rut of reform. Mr. Pogro will provide his own answer in the November issue. The print version of the October Kappan also features an NCLB scorecard by Jack Jennings and Diane Stark Rentner of the Center on Education Policy, in which they summarize the findings of the CEP's annual reports on the implementation of NCLB. And one part of that all-encompassing federal law is the requirement that schools found to be in need of improvement must offer their students supplemental educational services, usually in the form of tutoring. Guest editors Gail Sunderman of Harvard University and Carol Asher of the Annenberg Institute have put together a group of articles that look critically at the provision of these services. Finally, every October since 1991, the Kappan has brought its readers Gerald Bracey's trenchant commentary on schooling in America, and the 16th Bracey Report on the Condition of Education is no exception.